Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It's episode 3.
Jesus
good Lord.
Christ.
605. My name's Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
What is up? I just want to apologize in advance if my brain is a little glitchy today. I was telling you earlier that I did something today that I have never done in my life. In my 38 plus years of life, I've never done
you had sex
thing.
Congratulations to so Anna. It is a big deal.
I know. I worked out this morning at I was at the gym at 5:58 a.m.
Oh my God,
never done that before.
That's a different breed of people,
right? God, it is them. And by the way, gym packed. There's people that do this every day.
It's amazing.
Every day people do this. In fact, I saw someone I knew and said hi and then was like, I've never done this before. And he's like, what? I'm like, be here at this hour.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's not fun.
No. Like,
I've never gone that early, but I've gone in the morning and It's always packed. It's not a fun place to be. I like a good afternoon. If you could sneak out to the gym in the afternoon, I don't do that very often. Or ever these days. But I mean, I have in the past, and that's a good time to go.
Yeah, I think late morning is optimal. Like if you can get to the gym at like 10, if your schedule allows for it, that's awesome. Because listen, working out oftentimes is a drag. It's not fun. But then you like 10x that when it's 6 a.m.
Yeah.
When you're waking up and you're waking up because you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm like rubbing my eyes and waking up and just like mad.
Did you feel energized after?
No, I got really bad stomach cramps and then a headache. And then I went to work and I like pooped a lot.
She clogged the toilet?
No, again, I didn't like last the week? Toilet. No, but something awesome did happen. Everybody left early today and I had to poop again at 4:54.
Wow.
I said, bye-bye, lady. I'm not going to say her name. And she was the last person to leave. So I was closing up and I was like, thank God. And so she left, door locks. I turn off all the lights just like I like it. And I just like blew it up, which was good because otherwise I would have done it at your house.
Yeah.
So you're welcome. And then, you know, if anything didn't smell good, which it was fine because I sprayed it, but now it has like, you know, 18 hours to dissipate.
Yeah.
So who cares?
Yeah, that's good. I'm thinking I'm going to get you a squatty potty for Christmas next year that you can bring to work. Because you're doing a lot of BMs at work. Yeah. And a plunger, a nice plunger set, and squatty potty. It'll be your gift.
A bidet. Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You're welcome. this is the Homemade Broadcast. We are live on YouTube, willsyoutube.com. We participate in the thing known as Substack, which you should go to. We do an extra half hour bonus time that our regular podcast feed listeners and Radio St. Pete do not get. So you can head over to hmbradio.substack.com. There's a free option to subscribe. You get the podcast early. And if you become a paying subscriber, you get the whole 1 hour plus. We've been going over up to like an hour and a half sometimes. And that is on Substack and YouTube. willsyoutube.com and hmbradio.substack.com. 813-693-2124 is how you get a hold of us. Voice and text messages there. thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. You can send us emails there. I had to go to, I told you already.
Yeah.
But I'm still esteemed. I got a very cheap dental insurance plan. And I complained about insurance before. And I remember complaining specifically about dental insurance a few years ago when I had a similar plan. I found a physician or dentist, what do you call them? Are dentists physicians?
No, they're dentists. They're something different. They don't go to medical school.
So
some would say they're not real doctors. Some would.
I found this lady on the list on the website. I made an appointment. I walked in there and first of all, I go, I don't need x-rays because I sent my x-rays from my old office in there. So I shouldn't need any x-rays. She informs me you got to get x-rays. These won't work. Too old. They're from last year, but okay. Then she says, "Ooh, I'm glad I took these x-rays because it turns out you have 7 cavities that need to be filled." 7 cavities. I've had one cavity in my entire life. Frankly, I was dubious about that one when they gave me the filling, but you know, I'm over 40 years old now. That is going to happen. I take extreme care in the hygiene of my teeth. I brush, I floss, I use
constantly flossing.
Yes. Now that doesn't guarantee obviously that you're gonna have,
it helps a lot.
It should. Yeah. And it's so far so good. Over my 40 years, I've had one cavity that needed to be filled. I've heard that they do this. It was one of those companies that it's like I don't want to disparage anybody by name, but it's a large corporation that has offices all over the country. There are many of them like that. And what they do is exactly what they did to me and tell me that, oh, you have insurance? Great. I can bill your insurance. You're going to need all this work done before I can clean your teeth. Because that's what I'm there for, is a teeth cleaning, which I did not get today. I just got an exam. And then, of course, I need the premium cleaning too, because my teeth are, you know, jacked up. So I need the most expensive cleaning that is available, which is still going to be like $100 out of pocket, even with insurance. And then the cavities to be filled is $1,200 with the insurance. And what they do is they just,
how much a month is it?
I didn't get there.
Oh God.
I don't think they can hear that, but I've heard they do this. They tell people that have this sort of dental plan that they need this work done, and then they'll drill teeth that may not need to be drilled. I don't know if that's the case. Maybe she's telling the truth. I think there's a slight chance that she's telling the truth and a much better chance that she's a scammer, crook.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That I'm going to especially take dental. Down.
Especially dental.
I made an appointment. I'm paying the extra money for a second opinion. I'm not even telling this doctor. I just scheduled a cleaning with my old office and I'm going to pay out of pocket for it. I'm not even going to tell him anything that happens. I said, I got some x-rays. I'm sending you these x-rays that I got taken.
You have
today.
Them in your possession.
Yeah. Oh, I made them. I told him to send them to me immediately because I was like, I'm not coming back. Got a bad feeling immediately. I don't trust this lady. I ain't doing it. And so I sent him over, sent the x-rays to the old office, and I'm going there on Wednesday. I will keep you posted because it'll be Wednesday too, so it'll be fresh on top of mind. Mm. Is this lady going to get taken down? Because I am going to do everything I can. If this lady's lying, I can't really say yet because I have a good feeling that she's a big fat liar,
mm-hmm.
but I have no proof. So once I get this second opinion, I'll have more proof. I don't know what I'm going scorched earth on Google reviews. I'm going to leave some bad Google reviews. Trustpilot. I'm going any website I possibly can. Can you complain? You can complain to like the Better Business Bureau. It's not that it's going to do any good, but do it. I want to know, can I like sue this lady?
I don't know. Do you think this is why women shouldn't be dentists?
Yes. You know what? Yes. This is what, no.
It's dumb broad. No, it's all a scam. And I've heard this is a thing. It's bad with any situation where insurance is involved. But I've been told that, especially with dental care, like you said, someone tells you you have 7 cavities, you go somewhere else, they go, you don't have any cavities.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what the?
That's what I think is going to happen. And I got to figure out my next course of action. So I got to wait. I want to jump on this immediately, but I'm steamed. She was like, "Oh, you got periodontal issues. Does that hurt?" And she's like poking on this tooth.
Oh my God!
I can see your root of your teeth.
She's what we call a worker.
Yeah, I'm like, nope, I can't feel anything. Feels fine.
She's like, you're numb. That's a sign that something's not right.
She's like, that's interesting because your root is right there. I'm touching it, so you should be able to feel that. Let me refer you to the periodontal where they can do soft tissue reconstruction, and it's like $3,000. Yeah. Just the.
It turns out it's her husband.
It might be. Yeah. I understand that you cannot commit violence against people. I think that what that Mario Mangione kid did.
How about Luigi?
Luigi, whatever. Mario Luigi, same thing. I think what he did is awful. He's not totally wrong. He is not totally wrong in his criticism of the health insurance industry.
Yeah, like the criticism is correct. The course of action, wrong.
I don't know what.
You can't kill people in cold blood.
I don't know what you can do. I mean, it is some. Let's just say you can do it. This kid sacrificed his life for it, made a big statement, but no change. No change has happened.
What sort of reward do you think he would get for shooting someone in cold blood?
The admiration and love of female journalists all over the country.
Well, he did get that. But what can he really do with that? Blast him.
Maybe conjugal visits or something are on the table.
I don't know.
But yeah, it's just this whole thing is a travesty. I'm a big fan of capitalism overall. I know a lot of people critique it, and there are valid critiques of it.
Sure.
And I think in this, like, private prisons and healthcare are my big two. Where I'm like, I don't think this should be. Well, maybe if it was totally under the free market, but I don't want. I don't know. I don't want government. I don't want corporate. I just want to be in charge of my own thing. I want to be. Okay, here's what I want. I want to be able to just pay myself to do a doctor thing. That's what I want. I don't want to have to go through any service or anything like that. Like my doctor, like that is like that now. I just pay him $40 a month or whatever, and I can call him and yell at him.
Well, first off, he's not a doctor, and secondly, he's giving you all the wrong advice. Everything that. It was the wrong move. That's what that guy advised you to do.
Yeah, but I always check him. I correct him. And
yeah, but you're going to him because he's the expert here. What are you paying him for?
Paying him to give me prescriptions.
Give me bad advice. I can do that for you for free.
To take my blood work twice a year and give me prescriptions that I ask for.
Nice. Well, I have great news. Soon... doctors are going to be out of business.
Thank God.
Because the robots are taking over, Will. And guess what you don't have to do with robots? You don't have to pay them. Mm, yeah. So medical care is going to be so much more affordable because all these not that I have anything against doctors, but they won't be making any money. And it'll just be these robots that they can just put you through a scanner. They go, you got cancer here, done.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you need surgery, just a robot will do it. That's it. Done.
You are very convinced of this. I am not. I am not. I'm totally kind of off the AI bandwagon. I think it can make funny pictures. It's really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as reliable information, not so much.
Well,
before you interject here, yeah. I want to tell you why.
Okay.
The internet is already full of lies. Lies from every corner and sect and population and country in the world. It all goes online. There's some truth and there's a lot of lies.
Mm-hmm.
And this artificial intelligence trains based off of what's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's getting, wrong information and then spitting it back out,
mm-hmm.
It's not real. It's fake.
Right. And what it does, at least like ChatGPT, it will give you an overview of what's on the internet. It basically gives you an average of all of the things that are known in the internet at this time about a specific topic that you inquired about. As far as like the LLMs, whatever, like they make the cool pictures. This is all still like in beta. Think about the AI videos that were in circulation like 2 years ago. A lot of them had like a face that wasn't fully on a body. It'd be kind of like glitchy. You'd have like six fingers. They look a lot better now.
They do.
They're getting like 10x better every year. That's exponentially getting better.
Sure.
And then today I was watching this podcast my boy Konstantin Kissin, probably my favorite internet personality. And he was talking about, and I didn't even consider that. I mean, not that I didn't consider it, but like, I always think about like, it's how AI will replace like all the office jobs, right? Because it can just input data and do the things. But I forgot about robots.
Yeah.
So then you get like the humanoid robots who are taking over all the manual labor jobs, where you're not going to have roofers anymore. You're not going to have construction workers anymore. You're not even going to have like doctors and dentists anymore, because the robots with all the hands and the fingers and all the, what would you say, like fine motor skills are going to be able to do it with more precision and better than any human ever could.
Yeah.
So it's coming. You can be on the bandwagon or not be on the bandwagon. It doesn't really matter. It's happening.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I've seen those robots, and even the really good ones, I'm not impressed.
Give it that, like that 5 years. Around.
They walk like Joe Biden.
Give it a couple of years.
The Joe Biden gait when they walk. Yeah.
Do you think technology is better now than it was 10 years ago?
Oh, of course. Everything's
right,
better or worse.
It's going to get better.
Yeah, but better into what? Into doing roofing and dentistry?
Yeah. So that all the jobs. That. Here's the thing, like, you boomers, you don't know how good you had it and have it. I've seen all these videos. Have you seen them where it's like these boomers will like line dancing and they're like, oh, boomers like celebrating after like selling their $2.2 million home or that they bought for 7 raspberries or something like that.
Yeah.
The boomers nailed it. They were born at the right time. They were born like in the 50s. This is post-war America. You know, everyone's having babies, a very entitled group of people, often thinking mostly about themselves. Technology was pretty good, but clearly not as good as it is today. They kind of came up in the 80s and maybe even in the 90s, you know, in their 30s and 40s and whatnot, when technology, again, was good, but people were still having conversations. There wasn't a computer in every pocket. And they just nailed it. And then as soon as like jobs were taken over by AI, they all they're retiring now. Like my parents both just retired in the last like 2 years. Nailed it.
Yeah.
You guys nailed it.
Very
perfect generation.
Privileged generation.
Yes.
But hey, I mean, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not a boomer hater.
No.
Necessarily. It does annoy me when they get mad. They write an article about how we want to have avocado toast, though.
What?
Like I saw, well, millennials are spending money on avocado toast. Like it's some sort of
crazy expense.
It's like it's a carbohydrate and a fruit, technically, right?
Yeah,
an avocado.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like is that too much to ask for? That seems like a pretty normal thing to ask for.
Well, I think they're just saying like they're wasting their money on it because it's oddly expensive.
What are you supposed to eat?
I don't know. I don't understand their qualm with it, just that it's expensive or that we're like a bunch of wimps.
Like we're complaining that we have no money, but we're buying avocado toast. Oh,
which is like, I guess, like a delicacy.
I guess. I mean, is avocado toast a delicacy?
Really the toast is really the avocado is such a prized possession amongst everyone. It's a very delicious fruit. Everybody likes guacamole. If you don't, you're a psychopath.
Yeah. I mean, you go to Aldi, you can get one for a quarter.
So Aldi 40 spokesman cents. Over here. Yeah. No, oh, it's true.
That's where I get mine. Mm-hmm. And I have a little bit of avocado every day.
Oh, it's so good. I do. I eat it as well.
I don't know. I'm not sure about these robots and AI yet. We'll see. I mean, keep me posted if you hear anything good.
Okay.
813-693-2124. Is a voice and text line. I wanted to do this story. I thought it was because it's from WTSP, which just auto plays their videos, which no. I don't like that. Nobody likes that. Don't do it, WTSP. But it turns out it's in Washington, but I just love the story. And I'd like to share it with you.
Please
this
do.
Is a lady who graduated with a 3.87 GPA, but a pretty shocking admission here. Let's listen.
Oh, well.
What?
What?
What? What?
I didn't realize they didn't lead with that in the headline.
Oh, I gotta add it. There we go.
That she was special needs.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is a whole other, which is something I want to talk to you
about. Yeah, sure.
Let's restart because I didn't have.
As a student with special needs, McKenna Simon says high school graduation day was a day filled with promise.
I was happy. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm graduating. I'm finally made it.
4 years later, though, she feels like it was all a time of broken promises. Do you feel like they prepared you for life?
Now I'm a dentist. That's kind of what my dentist looked like right there, a little bit.
Not at all.
McKenna says the academics for her at Linwood High were hard, but she graduated with a 3.87 GPA.
Pretty good. Not great.
No, it's fantastic. Almost all straight A's.
If you need to, I think, like, if you want to get into college, you got to have like a 4.2, 4.5.
Not if you're GPA.
Well, if you're special needs, maybe have more of an opportunity. So pretty good. 3.87. I graduated at 2.98. And I'm half R-worded, but not full-blown.
That's despite finishing her senior year reading at a first-grade level.
Oh, did you feel like you were learning anything?
Not really, no. Like, I should have earned that diploma, not just something that really got me nowhere.
After graduation, McKenna planned to attend the Edmond School District's vocational program that transitions special needs students into independent life. But because she received a diploma, she couldn't. That program would have been free. Instead, she had to enroll in a similar program at Bellevue College at a cost of more than $40,000 per year.
McKenna got a diploma, but it feels more like a participation trophy in a lot of ways.
McKenna's family is now suing the Edmond School District, claiming benevolent discrimination. Her attorneys
well-intended. My brain is about to explode right now.
Because
there's a lot going on. Sorry, but you want to finish?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
All right.
Or not, the district should have withheld that diploma until McKenna completed its vocational program.
In letting her kind of pass along, in giving her these grades, and then in giving her this diploma, which shut the door on her transition services access, they actually caused her harm.
McKenna is now in her third year in the Bellevue College program, where she is earning her grades, but also facing...
Did she catch up to read? Is she in that 3 years?
There's just so much to unpack. Well, let's finish, and then we'll do it.
$160,000 in student debt when she graduates. Even so, McKenna remains optimistic.
I feel much better about my future now than I did when I was in high school.
In a court filing, the Edmond School District has denied any wrongdoing. They have declined further comment about this pending litigation. At the Edmond,
I mean, it's pretty evident that there's some sort of liability there for them because she can't read and got a 3.8 GPA. There's something wrong with that, obviously.
There's no win for this school. Could you imagine if they withheld her diploma and go, you can't read, B. B, you can't read. And then they would have said, we're suing the school for discriminating against our special needs, wanted to use another word, daughter, right? But now they gave, what did they say? Benevolent? Negligence or something?
Benevolent discrimination.
Discrimination.
Yes. Because they passed her along, probably because they wanted to be like, look at this success story that we had with this special needs child. She's graduated with a 3.8 GPA. Isn't that phenomenal? But it's all a lie. And I have a feeling that it's probably a pretty common thing. But, a lot of people who leave high school cannot read
for sure, or do especially basic math. Some of the athletes, but I lost it. I'm sorry. I was going to say something about her reading level at a first grade reading level.
What a waste of time. All of this is another thing, just being fake. Everything is not real. That's why I don't like, I know it's mean and people feel strongly about it. Yes, of course it's adorable when you see the child with Down syndrome scoring a basket in the basketball game when he's not guarded, and it makes him feel good. And it hurts, I guess, nobody, right? It's not going to determine the outcome of a game necessarily, so maybe that's a bad example. But my point being is that discrimination happens naturally sometimes. You're good at some things, you're not good at some things. this kid should have been in a special needs school, I would imagine.
I mean, I'm sure she was taking like remedial classes, but here's the thing that I find a little bit strange is that she said it was hard, meaning she felt challenged.
But she didn't.
But here's the thing.
It was hard.
This is why this girl passed. And it could have been a lot of what you were talking about, hey, look at the success story, like special needs people can be successful too.
It can be dentists.
Maybe not, but
in Pinellas Park.
What probably happened, which is something I've used my whole life, is sometimes you don't have to be the best at what you're doing, but if you're just like a really nice person, people will pass you.
That's how I graduated college.
You
know,
people listen, are like, he's cool. I'll just give you a C+, buddy.
Did I ever tell you this? My final exam in college, 2011. I graduated high school in 2003. I graduated university in 2011.
Hold on, let's do the math. Yeah. Wait, you said 2003.
2003, I graduated
high
school.
And then 2011. I'm counting 8 years.
That's right. And I am not a doctor or a dentist, for that matter. I am a English major, and I have my bachelor's degree in professional and technical writing. That's what my degree is in. Last class of my college career, which was long and torturous, I should not have been there. I shouldn't have gone to college, but it was Spanish 2 is what I had to take. Now, Spanish 1, my Spanish teacher said, hey,
hola.
She was a Spaniard from Spain, blonde hair. She says, you were going to have, I'm going to pass you. So I already probably should not have been passed.
Right.
She says, I'm going to pass you. You have to get tutoring for Spanish 2 or you're not going to make it. So no problem. I'm on it. I did not do that. Instead, I signed up for the class. I go, this is it. I got to the final exam. I was hovering around the D letter grade at that point from the exams. Did not do well on the exams.
Right.
And I couldn't understand them because they're in Spanish.
Right.
In my defense, it's not my native tongue. And I prepared for my final exam. I knew I had to do really well to pass and graduate college.
So hold on. You passing college, you graduating, was riding on if you pass this one class.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Nice gamble of 8 years of university.
The whole thing was a gamble. And this, much like everything else, was a gamble.
Okay.
So I wasn't doing well in the class, like I said. I said, okay, I have to learn this. So I did what anybody would do. I got an Adderall from my friend. I went and sat in the library and I looked at the book. And when I say look at the book, that's what I did. I couldn't read it. I just didn't have it. I did not have the motivation.
Even with medication.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was a lot. I mean, for a cram session, a whole class cram session. It was
a whole language you crammed or tried to cram.
Yes. Into my brain. And I said, I got to the point. It was in the evening. I was there all day, like 12 hours. And I just said, I got it. This is it. I'm done. I'll figure it out. And then I went to get on my bicycle to go home and maybe study some more, take a nap or something. And then I passed the tavern that's on campus at USF St. Pete. At least it was at the time. I'm not sure if it's still there. And I said, I'm just going to get a beer. I've earned it. I've been in the library all day. So I got a beer. And as I turned the corner, I almost bump into my Spanish teacher.
Is it the same lady you got Spanish 1 from?
No, it's my Spanish 2 teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's the lady I have her exam in like the next morning. And I was like, oh, I've been in the library.
Hola.
Yeah. Hola, senorita. I've been in a library, the biblioteca, all day. So
cerveza.
So I thought maybe I'd have a little cerveza to celebrate my studiousness.
Estudiante.
And she ended up like, sit down. And I sat down with her and we had some beers together. And she told me like,
she hot?
Nah, she's old. But she's very nice. She's very nice. And she told me about her bum son that lives on her couch. all this other.
What the hell?
This, sorry. They get autoplay.
Yeah, I don't think they could hear it.
But anyway, so I said we had a very nice conversation. I think she was a little tipsy. Next day, I go in, take the exam, sit down. Not looking good. So I just kind of did what I could. I was the last one to leave. And I said, this is it. This is what I've got. And she looked at it. She circled a bunch of things and said, fix these and bring it back. And I got 100%.
What the hell?
On that final exam. And I graduated college.
No way.
But I don't deserve my diploma. I'm much
no,
like
you
this.
Don't.
I'm special needs too.
Well, actually, yes. Because here's the thing. It doesn't matter what skills you have to cross the finish line or lack of skills, as long as you cross the finish line in a lot of ways. Mm. You know, maybe in your mind and in your heart, you'll go, I don't know if I really deserve this. I didn't really have the merit. But that's not what people care about. They just care about the certificate. They care about the diploma. So it doesn't matter. And in fact, you learned something very important that day, which is just like, dude, if you are a cool person and chill and people want to be around you, you will get away with so much more. And I know this because that's how I've been living my life for the past month at this new job. I got yelled at on Monday. I got yelled at a lot, actually, by the office manager. She said, hey, Anna, can you come to my office? Okay, mind you, like in my mind, I think I'm like a pretty bright person.
I'll tell you what, I don't mean to cut you off. But let's say goodbye to Radio Sapiens. Okay. We're at a half an hour. We'll say goodbye. Join us though, willsyoutube.com, if you want to hear the story of Anna getting yelled at, which is going to be great. And the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com, willsyoutube.com. We will see you next week.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.